We're at the Paralympics GB House in Paris, and joining us now are the table tennis stars, Blye Toomey and Fliss Picard. It is so lovely speaking with you both. And first of all, of course, congratulations for your bronze medals. You're probably tired of this question, but what did it feel like in the moment? We'll try with Blye first. What were your reactions?
It feels amazing to win a bronze medal at such a young age as well. I think to do it with Fliss Picard is just amazing, and just to know she's there for me is just even more amazing.
Yeah, it's just been an incredible achievement to be able to get a bronze medal at the Paralympic Games. It's been a long journey for me, but yeah, definitely worth the wait, and to experience it with this one, it's just been incredible.
And have you had a chance to celebrate yet?
Not much, but we will celebrate it after this probably.
We've not had much of a chance because we've got to reset and refocus back on the next event, which is the singles. But I'm sure after the games we'll have some fun together and celebrate and really enjoy what we've achieved.
Do you think winning a medal already helps maybe take some of the pressure away, or maybe does it put more pressure on you? Do you feel like you need to perform better?
I don't think it takes the pressure away, but it makes it more like me more confident that I can do well in singles, knowing that I've got a bronze medal in doubles.
For me, it gives me the confidence knowing I've been in that environment, in front of that crowd with that buzz, but I want to win every match competing, so it's just another match for me, and I take one point at a time and hopefully put out a good performance and bring Great Britain another medal back.
Well, we're definitely going to be following what you're doing, but what is it about table tennis that made you both fall in love with the sport?
I think just Brighton Table Tennis Club have been there for me, and I think just they're so socialising and they really don't care that I have a disability. They just treat me like a normal person, and I think that's just helped me so much in life.
For me, I think it was the challenge that I wasn't meant to play the sport. I've got no hand-eye coordination. It took me 6 months to be able to hit the ball with a racket, and I still can't catch this day, so I think it's just a pure joy of being able to achieve something that I probably shouldn't be playing.
Was there anything about the Paralympics so far that really surprised you?
I think the village is just massive, and that surprised me a lot just because I didn't think it'd be so big. I think there's a lot of people here and I didn't think that would be so big either. So I'm just really proud to be here and represent Great Britain.
I think for me, I was expecting quite a big atmosphere and like a family vibe around the village, but I wasn't quite ready for the buzz that you actually get and the difference in feeling you get when you're competing in front of like 6,000 people all screaming. So it's just been absolutely incredible.
And I have to ask this, and I know Blye, you're probably tired of this. A lot of people are saying, you know, you're the youngest Great Britain medalist in table tennis. So I feel like instead, I want to ask why we shouldn't be surprised when young athletes like yourself excel in sport.
I think you shouldn't be surprised just because we're very unique. Like, there's not much of us in table tennis in any sport. And I just think there's no difference in us between a 30-year-old or something. We're the same and just, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We're both fighters, achieve anything if we work together, so yeah.
Fantastic, thank you so much both.
Thank you.
Thank you.